coming up on the Kim Gravel Show.
So she was bringing us back from school, and we get to that door, and there's a padlock on the door. Can you imagine a single mother with three children, and now you have no place to take your three baby children, and all your belongings are locked in this place? And so that sent us to a woman's homeless shelter. And it was just a big gym room with small cots. The mother gets one cot. So the whole family is balled up on the cot, and it's moaning and it's crying and it's sorrow and it's darkness and it's hopelessness just filling the room. I see it so clear. But I'd like to share that in that very moment that landed us in the homeless shelter was the first moment that my mother planted a seed of light in my heart.
This is the Kim Gravel Show.
Let's just go on and spill the tea.
This is one of the realest persons I've ever met.
My mission is to encourage every single woman. We're here to lift y'all up.
There's no one more effective than moms.
You mess with the bull, you gonna get the horns.
I need coffee, I need Jesus, and I need therapy.
If you can bring a smile to people's faces, why would you not?
True confidence is knowing who you are and why you're here.
Hey, y'all, this is Kim Gravel, and this is the Kim Gravel Show. And this season, we are leveling up our lives, and we're going to step into our purpose in confidence, and we're going to do it together. And today, Zach, we have a very special person. She's so unique. She's so filled with joy and light and love. She's an entrepreneur, a master makeup artist and stylist. She has been my friend ever since I met her at QVC. Her name is Leah Valencia Key. She has multiple businesses, super successful. And I'm just telling you, she is truly a champion of strength, courage, love, and light. You know what I'm saying? When you hear her story, she was raised in poverty, homelessness, single mother. Wait till you hear her story. And where she has come from, just... Zach, it gives me so much hope that our circumstances don't mess us up. They make us up. They make us who we are, and they can propel us forward. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. And are you kind of saying, like, no matter what your circumstances are, like, you can find that confidence, like, within you to change it, to move forward, to get where you want to be?
Yeah. And it's a choice to do so. We have to choose to take what talents and giftings and blessings that we do have and look at those and move forward in that, as opposed to looking at what's not working. You know, like, for some of us, it is in those hard times that give us the motivation or give us the strength, that built up strength in going through hard times to make us, you know, move forward. Everybody can be successful. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the planet can be successful. It's a choice.
When you think about yourself, what is it that you are like, this is why I feel successful?
I feel successful because, and it ebbs and flows, it's not every day, because a lot of times success from a financial or business standpoint can be a lot of stress. Yeah. So to me, success is not always monetary or, you know, accolades or accomplishments. Success to me is getting up and loving what I'm doing and being in the moment in that day. Like, even right now taping these podcasts, you know, I get into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, I'm present. And that's success, to be able to do things that you love to do and that fills your cup and that also helps other people. Cause I think we're put on this planet to help others and encourage others. And for me, that's success. That is truly success. And y'all, let me tell you something. We can work ourselves into an early grave trying to be successful with what the world says success is: money, beauty, fame, likes on Instagram. I mean, that right there, to me, sometimes is very stressful, not successful. If you're not enjoying the journey, if you don't have any joy in your life, and all you are is angry and tired and worn down because you're chasing your dreams, that might not be the dream you need to be chasing.
You're so right on, Kim.
And I've actually had these moments recently within myself. I'm thinking, why am I doing all this? What's the purpose? What's the reason why I'm doing this? And if we look at our lives, a lot of times we do a lot of things for other people that we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And we do things that we think we want to do, but deep down in our hearts, we don't want to do it. And so those are things that we have to look at. But it all starts with an attitude. It all starts with the why we do what we do. And Leah knows her why down to the nth degree. And when you meet her, Zach, you're going to know exactly. She's contagious. Let me say that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Let's get her on.
Let's get her on. So when we come back, we've got Leah Valencia Key to talk to us about light, love, and the pure joy of the journey. We'll be right back. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who's reached out to me about the book Collecting Confidence, my new book that has just been such a blessing to hear from you. It's been a bestseller, and more importantly, it's the messages I'm getting that it's touched your life is really, you have no idea. That is true success to me. If you've taken anything, any nugget, any truth out of that book and applied it and related to it in your own life, I say thank you. Zach, it's just been so amazing to hear people say to me, Kim, this book touched me. That's why I did it, is that I want everyone to walk in their collected confidence. So you can start where you are and become everything you're meant to be. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter what you look like, where you come from. Confidence is right there for you and can be everything. Help you be everything you're meant to be. Thank y'all. I love you. Okay. I got to tell you, this woman we have on the podcast today is a woman with a purpose, with a mission, and with uber confidence. She is the founder of Valencia Key Jewelry. She grew up in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Philly. Wait till you hear the story. She went from homelessness to over $100 million business. Her jewelry is hugely successful on QVC and outside of QVC, just all over the planet. She's a sought-after motivational speaker, and her message is to bring joy and light into the world. And can I tell you, she does that better than anybody. Everybody, welcome Leah Valencia Key.
Leah Valencia Key.
I for it. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
Leah, did you love that intro, girl? This is like we sing our guest in. Okay, y'all. This is one of my how do I describe you as it's a sister. It's a sister. It's not a friend. It's not somebody I needed to know and want to know. It's really the sisterhood, instant connection. And I think it's because, A, our belief system, but also, Leah, you're just light, joy, and sunshine all wrapped up in one person, period.
Thank you. That is honestly, the prayer is answered. I pray for that every day. I feel the light is what shattered glass ceilings. Light is what creates confidence. Light is what changes tragedy into victories. And so when you say I'm embodying that, that's what I want to do and want everyone that feels us to know, just to unlock your light, because that's where the power lies.
But, you know, you that didn't come easy to you. I want you to take a minute to tell everybody a little bit of your story, because we read through it like you went from homelessness, you went from one of the poorest neighborhoods in Philly, and we hear that, but I mean, that was a real, real deficient place to start from in life when you were little. Can you tell us a little bit about like your story and how you are here now coming from that?
Yes, absolutely. I love sharing my beginning journey, because I feel like our journeys are what makes us who we are. Yeah. And we get to choose how it makes us who we are. Yeah. And so you see all this yellow and lights and smiling, and you're like, oh, she was born into that. And it's quite the opposite. I was actually what I like to call born in darkness. I was born in inner city, one of the most impoverished neighborhoods in the inner city of Philadelphia. And when I describe it, if you think drug transactions on every corner, trash riddling the streets, violence breaking out, just fear just all around. That's what I was born into. I was born to a single mother who I would like to say was one of the most brilliant women I know, but she was truly paralyzed by generational curses. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's like you were born in poverty, then you went into poverty, and it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And then society norms of being an African-American woman born into poverty. So all of those stereotypes had just bound her with fear. And so she couldn't break out of that, but she would speak into our lives. There is a moment where we went from poverty in that really rough neighborhood to destitute. I call it, my mother had an accident and she broke her leg in three places. Oh, God. And so she couldn't even do the little work to keep us in this one bedroom impoverished apartment that we were in. So she was bringing us back from school and we get to that door and there's a padlock on the door. And I'm not a parent, but I was a child that experienced that. And can you imagine a single mother with three children and now you have no place to take your three baby children and all your belongings are locked in this place. And so that sent us to a woman's homeless shelter. And if anyone knows what a woman's homeless shelter looks like, now I'm 43, so I'm giving you homeless shelter. Back when I went in and it was just a big gym room with small cots, 1 foot away from each other, and the mother gets one cot. So the whole family is balled up on the cot and it's moaning and it's crying and it's sorrow and it's darkness and it's hopelessness just filling the room. I see it so clear. But I like to share that in that very moment that landed us in the homeless shelter was the first moment that my mother planted a seed of light in my heart. I was about third grade, so that put me about age 8. And she looked down at her three children, me included, and said, "Your predicament doesn't determine your destiny."
Mm.
In the middle of all of that trauma, chaos, and darkness,
chaos,
she spoke light and life into our lives. She couldn't break out physically, but she knew that there was a power of word. And I guess her last, and throughout our lives, she would just speak life into us, even though we were in this dark place, and that light and life start to take form within me. As we stayed there for at least several years, all the way up until I was about it.
Oh my God. Okay. You stayed in that one cot.
We stayed. So homelessness, when you get into homeless shelters, they shift you.
Okay.
So we stayed there for about a year, 6 months to a year. And then they move you to a big homeless shelter where there's like, have you ever seen a broom closet?
Yeah.
Like a janitor, a broom closet. They move you into these broom closets. So everyone now gets a little room, but you're cramped into this little room. And now it's still a cot there, but it's a little room with now 4 people in this small room, and you actually have to go down to a big cafeteria for lunch and stand. Have you ever seen those movies where people are in prison and they're standing in a food line and people like throwing slop on their plate? You're standing in line for food. That's the whole experience. That's where we stayed for several years. And I have become, so I start to become darkness.
Yes.
I start to.
Okay. What did that look like?
What I saw. So I was following. I was acting horrible, speaking horrible, cursing like I was 50. And then failing every grade in school known to man. I'd say that if lunch had a grade, I was failing it.
Yeah.
Just that's what I saw. And I like this, like the second light that I say my mother brought into my life was, I vividly remember coming back from school, walking to the homeless shelter door, and my mother standing there. And she has the face on. And if anybody knows, when you get to a mother and they got a face on, that means some business is about to be said. So she has this face. And she asked me that she had one question for me. But it had 2 parts. When any question has 2 parts, it's serious. She said, "Do you want to be a follower or a leader?"
Come on.
And I was confused. A couple years had went past. So I'm still young. And I didn't understand. And she kept going. She was like, "Because right now you're following. And what you're following is exactly what you're going to become. Everything you see right around you, you'll become that. Or you get to choose to lead." You get to choose to lead your life. You get to choose to listen to this inner light. I know there's a divinely whisper inside of you, and you get to lead it all the way to your destiny. And she said, Leah, then you choose. And she walked away and left this young girl with the power of choice. And I think that is one of the most magical things that we can be educated and unlocked into, that we do have a power of choice.
We do.
At that point, I didn't know it, actually.
Well, Leah, how in the world did you, because you're so uber successful today, how did that journey, because there's a lot of people, if you can come from homelessness and in poverty and having nothing to what you are today, what was that journey like? When did it start really becoming, how do you go from being homeless and young and really, like you said, being a follower to this great, entrepreneur, successful person you are today? So many people can't even take the smallest step towards it. They're confused. They're fearful. How do you get from that to that?
I love to, there's a couple of things. I always think about it too. Like, wow, God, first I feel like it was divine intervention.
Of course it was. Of course it was.
Because I feel that God whispers a lot of things to us. Anyone who's listening, we get the whisper, we get the call, we get the correction, we get all of those things. But do we say yes to it is the question. I think the power is in saying yes to the whisper that's divine, that you know to be true inside. So in that very moment when my mother asked me, choose, follow or lead, period. And immediately I remember standing there by myself, and that's where all things start to change. Was it easy? Absolutely not. It was actually quite harder because I was flowing with the river. If you think of a river flowing, I was flowing with the river, acting like everyone's acting. So that's pretty easy.
Right.
When you start to say, I want to go away from the way the river is flowing, it actually becomes harder. So actually, when you choose the path of your whisper, it may become even more challenging, but you know what's called on your life. And so when my mother shared that with me, even in a young age, I said yes to what was called on my life.
Yeah.
Like, she told me to lead what was inside of me, and I knew I didn't feel good acting that way and being that way and following. It wasn't good to me, but I thought that was the way to go. And I knew something in me said it was different.
Yeah.
I was different.
Yes.
I was called for something more. But I was pushing that voice down because I didn't see anything that said opposite.
You didn't see a way. You didn't see a way.
I didn't even know the concept of choice.
Yeah.
So when that unlocked in me the concept of choice, so one thing I do is all I need is a word. If you give me a word that sits true in my spirit, I'm running with it
Okay, I want to stop right here because there's so many words I've written down since you said it. And look, I want to continue on with the story, but I just want to, for the person listening right now, I want them to understand what you're talking about, because this is where you and I are soul sisters, baby. This is where... Yeah. This is where our divine friendship, it was instantaneously. I feel like I've known you for my whole life. This is what connects us, because you said there's a call, there's a choice, and there's correction.
Yes.
I wrote down the word correction because when you choose, when you have that choice, Leah, just like you said, acknowledging that we have a choice. So everyone listening right now has a choice. They can decide to be bitter or better. We can just go on with the whole list. So when you decided to make that choice, it became hard. What was the correction? Because I'm just texting my son here because he's sitting here going, he said, I'm going to have a mental breakdown if I have to wear my braces one more month. Okay. We all know that in the scheme of things...
I totally feel that, Kim.
Oh,
I feel
God.
That
I'm
so strongly.
So I was 28. I think I had my braces for almost 10 years. Y'all, if he could do one more month.
Okay. No, you know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever your thing that you're struggling with. I mean, he said, his exact words, I'm going to have a mental breakdown if I have to wear these braces. I love him. But we all have, I mean, stuff, junk is junk, and we've all got it, and, yeah. and pain is pain. Yeah. So can we talk about the correction? Because that's what people try to avoid. We are so, you cannot have success without the valleys and without correction. Come on, Leah, you got to talk to that. That was powerful for me when you said that. Like game changing.
And so I remember the minute of correction.
Come on with it.
The next day, and I'm staying in that young child mind, right? Because when you're young, things even seem bigger. I remember going back to school and asking, how do I get help? How do I get better grades? How do I see beyond what I'm in?
People at your school, so you ask teachers, counselors.
As soon as I got to school, I went to my teacher and said, I want to be better. I want to have better grades. I don't want to be in this situation. How? So my first spirit that I love to share is share what you're going through.
Come on.
Because there's some earth angel that is going to see you, even if it's a millimeter of movement towards the right step. Someone doesn't need to take you the whole way through. That's not our calling. And like, everyone's not going to take you out of your situation.
There ain't no saviors here. There's helpers, but not saviors.
But God will bring people that takes you one step further.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then you look around and then you do the work. So there's two things with correction. One is really pouring your heart out where you are and where you want to go. And I think when you share that, when I was in poverty, I think maybe it's a poverty mindset, but people would say, don't tell people your dreams. Don't tell people stuff. Hold it in. People will kill your dreams. And so it was this mindset that you don't share things inside of you.
It's a big secret.
And it keeps you right where you are.
Come with it. Yes.
But when you start to share all of you, your weakest parts, your desires, your hopes, your dreams, your wants, your needs, your strengths, when you share all of you to the world, it A, gives you this courage to be all of you. And then it allows earth angels to hear where God has divinely placed them to take you one step further.
Yes.
Or even if they don't do the work, they share a piece of knowledge that you grab and you run with it.
Like you said, all you need is a word.
All you need is a word.
I loved when you said that, y'all. Think about that. Everybody listening, all you need is that one little edification, building up nugget of a word to change your whole thinking. Right, Leah?
And you have to be willing to do the work.
Yeah, well.
It's got to be so passionate that you don't want to be where you are anymore, that word ignites you to do the work.
Yes.
I remember I called you, Kim, for guidance. And you were so kind to get on the phone and call and talk to me and give me a word. You didn't even give me a word. You gave me an email. You gave me a follow-up email. Well, I needed, like, I didn't need to keep coming back to you to help me to do this and that. I just needed your word. And then when you gave me a word, then I was able to run with it with more action. So
feel like, Leah, you're not alone. Like, we have these big visions, don't you think, where we look at all these people with this uber success, or we want what they have, or not what they have, but we want what we want for us.
Yeah.
And we look at other people, and they're so, and we forget that everybody, we're all the same, just in different ways, right?
All of us have needs. All of us have desires. All of us have insecurities. All of us have weak parts and great parts. And the beauty is sharing it all. So because Bob Goff, he's an awesome leader.
Love him.
In the world, right? And I was blessed to go with Jamie Kern Lima to this awesome workshop with him. And he said something beautiful. He said, humans are, and I'm not saying this verbatim, but in context, he said, humans are wired to help each other.
We are.
It's our natural wire, right? So when you share something out in the world, one thing is most important. You're not sharing for people to directly help you. So it's not like, I need this from you. because people can only help you in the capacity that they are wired to help you in. But when you share it out, now people's spidey senses or are automatically in connection to say, who do I know? How do I help? What can I do? Do I know someone? And then even if it's not right in that moment, it could be a year later and you have told someone the dream. They connect with someone. They're like, oh my God, Leah told me her dream.
Leah, this is like so divine right now. You've got to let me share this because if you've never read the book, Who Not How, read it. Ooh. Everybody who's on a journey, because I want to get to your companies here in a little bit. But if you are listening and you're thinking, if Leah, what she's saying is resonating with you, and this whole, as women, we are wired to think, how are we going to accomplish this? Okay. Yeah. I want to sell this bottle of water, or I want to have a, how am I going to do it? And what this book is saying, and this is so true, it's not who, it's not how you're going to do it, is who.
Yes.
Who, that's those little, like you said, speaking it out and people connecting people, that's, we don't need to know how to be successful. We need to know who we need to know to be successful. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. And there's something that has to happen parallel, though.
Let's go.
Because there's a lot of people that look for the who, but they're not doing the what.
Stop looking. Listen, we are the Mighty Panthers. That is like a word. Leah, say it again, boo. Say it again. You just said it.
Because I love to be clear when I share when you're out here. It's very easy to ask people to do stuff for you. Right. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-mm. Because the what is the work that you're putting in?
Come on.
Like, you've got to be in the work, diligently in the work, in the work, in the work. I don't know what the work is, but it needs to be on course to what you're looking to do, what your destiny is to be. And that's some action that you're doing. Now, when you're physically doing action, now you start speaking out your dreams and your destinies and why you're doing the what. And you're literally just sharing in the world why you're doing the what. What happens is, because I believe in God, God then starts to speak down to the right earth angel and says, that's the one that you help because I have planted this blessing for you to help that person. And then they come to you because you're doing the what, and they already see you doing the work. And then they say, oh, it was something in my spirit that said I can connect you with fill in the blank. And so it has to be in parallel. And we can't expect people to do things specifically for us. We have to understand that people can only help you in the capacity
they're human
that they are called to help you in.
Yes, I get it. Totally brilliant. You're 1,000%. That's such wisdom that you're dropping today. Somebody needed to hear that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio-Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
So you say the joy is in the journey. How did you create this joy, Leah? I mean, I've never seen you, you know, like either we're talking lighthearted and laughing, or we're talking deep, deep, deep in the well. I mean, you and I, they're so extreme. We're so extreme. We're like, God's so good. He's telling, you know, or we're going, girl, what'd you have for lunch last night? You know, we're extreme. So how did you create this joyful journey? Because so many people are miserable right now, Leah. Miserable.
Well, here's the thing. My mother actually passed at a super young age. Mm, she was early 40s.
Oh, Lord, Leah.
Yeah, and I'm 43. So she was early, maybe in a couple years, she was. But what the beauty of that is, she got to see me leading my life. And she got to see me choosing my destiny. And she told me right before she passed, she gave me these little cheap earrings. And she was like, Leah, oh, I see you. I see you leading your life. I see you choosing your light, walking to your destiny. And here's earrings. Always wear your earrings. Because there's going to be some times where you feel like you can't find your light. And all you have to do is look, touch, see your earrings. And let them just be a reminder that the light is always within you. All you have to do is choose it. And that was that reminder again of this symbolic thing of then she passed. And so I just start hand sketching jewelry for my own therapy, like this symbolic wearable thing, because life is very hard. And just because you decided to choose it don't mean it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
It's very hard. And so I start to do this therapeutic draw jewelry for my thing, for my heart. Like, what would it look like? How would it be symbolic? I use the number 3. 3 is a number of completion. Wholeness is a positive number of change and new growth. And how do you wear these to be these reminders in your hardest time? And I got to QVC. I start to follow my heart in all things. Anybody that's listening, like any whisper that comes in your heart, try it.
Do it.
And no matter if it sounds crazy, if it sounds not aligned with what you're already in, God whispered that for a reason.
He did.
I went and got a master's in education, and then the whisper said, but you're an artist. And that didn't even make any sense to me. So I'm like, okay, God, mama said choose. I'm going to choose this art thing. So I went back to school for cosmetology. I thought it was the easiest form of art to just do art on people, makeup and hair. And I went back with a master's degree. I like to share that because there's peaks and valleys. When you see my jewelry, I do a lot of circles of ups and downs and continuous movements because that's what life is. Like, you can be high with this master's degree. And then, but if you're called to do something else, there's going to be a valley in that call.
And so,
there's always light. So you'll see these sparkles throughout my designs because in the valley, there's light because in valley, there's learning. Yes. So I went back to go to cosmetology school and I'm sweeping floors with a master's degree. But the light in that sweeping floors is I was learning and I was learning this craft of human connection and artistry, which moved me. Stephanie Humphrey is a beautiful heart. She's big on QVC as well.
She is.
All over. She, her friend, I was speaking my word. I live what I say.
Yeah, I know.
So I decided to speak out, everybody. I wanna work for QVC. If you were near me in the pharmacy and you smiled twice at me, my barometer was 2 smiles. The first smile wasn't a warning. But if you gave me a second, I was like, I wanna work for QVC. And then I keep it pumping. It wasn't nothing else to say. So I was working, bartending, trying to support myself. And a gentleman, he was the only guy at the bar, Fred, and I poured him a drink. And he said one word and I said, I want to work for QVC. And he said, what? I work for Comcast. My friend works for QVC. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had said I want to work for QVC for 5 years.
Come on.
No expectations of anyone helping me. It's just, I had to get it out. I just had to keep getting it out. That was the divine angel that God had said. So he says, give me a contact information. The next day, Stephanie Humphrey texted me, didn't know me. This is really one point we got to stop. Who are you in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to do all these things. Yes. We want to do success. We want to be these things. But how are you is what you really should focus on being. Because that's going to push you leaps, years beyond where you want to go when you are a certain light in the world. So Fred had felt my light so powerful that he transferred it to Stephanie without her even knowing me. Stephanie texted me the next day, never met me, and said, my friend Fred told me how light and love you are. I work for QVC. Here's the contact person's information. I need to tell you, I've been applying for QVC for 5 years and got no, I wasn't qualified. I even went to the door of QVC when there was no security. That was back in the day. And tried to bring my CD in and they turned me away because I didn't even supposed to be on the grounds. And I was crying from my human spirit, but my divinely spirit said, you're going to walk in those doors one day.
Oh, Lord. And you...
Oh, and then I walk in, right? Okay. So now we're with Stephanie saying, here's all the people you need to know. Never knew me. And then the ceiling was, and now use me as a reference. Someone that had never met me, who are you in the world? Because who you are will transfer so majorly that you don't even have to have all the things. The person doesn't even have to meet you, but they have to feel you.
Right.
And I use that connection, and that got me an interview. The 5 years I had been denying, I've been sweeping floors and learning. So when you get the no's, keep learning, keep developing. Like every time there's a no, what else can I learn? Every time there's a no, what else do I need to know? Because you're prepping yourself because God already told you it's so. So now you're just working on how you can be ready for when the it's so is at your door. That interview, I was ready. I had swept so many pieces of hair, honey. I knew hair from front to back by that time. I was ready. That got me the interview and walked me in QVC door, third light that opened in my life. I like to share. It was a place, you know, it's a place of mad. I call it adult Disney World. People helping dreams come true. The wonderful, awesome hosts, dreamers, entrepreneurs, just giving their all to everything, yes. Going out in full body to put something in the world that they believe in. And I'm styling these people 24/7. And I start to see the power of when you have so much love and intention and specificness, and then you pour it into something tangible. And then when you give it to the world, it becomes life-changing in the receiver's hands. And through my life journey, I realized I'm styling, and the last thing that the hearts would say was, what bracelet do I put on? What necklace do I put on? What earrings do I put on? And it, I felt like it was a seal of courage and confidence that when no one else could walk out with you, it was this armor that you would lock in.
You're putting on your armor.
You put your armor on before you share it and brave it to the world. And I saw my journey go from dark to light, and everything that I was able to accomplish to the moment was because I lived in light. And people said, I just want you to be near me. I just want you to style me because of who you are. And I had been hand sketching this jewelry, and I wanted to pour this light and this confidence and this love and something tangible that had an intentional meaning when these beautiful hearts would go out and share their courage, share their confidence. And so I embarked on the journey. I actually asked them, this is what I want to do. They was like, do it. I don't know nothing about jewelry, but do it, girl. So Google became my friend. I Googled the first thing of how to take my hand sketches. It wasn't that technical, I must admit. I had this hand sketch book. This is from the very beginning, all my jewelry sketches.
Oh, my gosh, Leah. Yeah.
And I took these hand sketches and Googled how. And then just start doing the work. And once I got a physical, tangible piece, and this is actually interesting, this was my first piece, the Synergy necklace. I started to wear it everywhere. And women that I was styling was like, ooh, what's that? And I was like, oh, this is my piece. It's courage, it's bravery. I pour all of me inside of it. And I'm like, I want that. And I want to wear it on air. And then just these beautiful hearts just start wearing Valencia Key. My middle name is Valencia, but I found in a voyage that Valencia in a Spanish slang is bravery and courage, which is so cool.
So you.
And we know is to unlock. So it really is defining of just unlocking that courage, bravery, and light every time you wear it. And it was honestly through word of mouth. Heart saying, I need some light when I go here.
Yes.
I'm doing this. I need light and I want something to symbolize something powerful. And that's word of women's hearts just start sharing Valencia Key.
Now, Leah, the Valencia Key business has exploded, has it not? I mean, it's just gone from a handful
it's
of...
up and down, but it's moved. It's gone from glory to glory, but it's some valleys.
Well, and that's in any business. I mean, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother podcast, how to get... But you have to take that first step. You have to take that first step. And I love seeing women entrepreneurs come together, help one another, encourage one another, and watch it rise. There's something powerful about us women when we work together.
It is. I feel like, honestly, that's what Valencia Key really is about. Okay. My prayer is that when you wear, I put the symbol, it's 4 V's. And the V's are the bravery, but it's in a star. So that's
how I own it, honey. I got 3 or 4 pair of earrings. You know, I know my Valencia Key.
I feel like I want people to see it because I want that human connection to be inspired. As I'm on beautiful podcasts like yours, when we're like, no, this is about encouraging others and walking in your bravery. And yes, you can. If I can, you can. All people need to do is see you wear it and they see it and they know that you're inspiring them to come to the light that you are, because the whole brand is built on hearts lifting me up. Just seeing me work, seeing my light and saying, all right, how can I take you one step further?
Right.
And then another light. And that's what we need. That's the way we succeed in this world. Seeing a need and saying yes to it. And then shining your light to show people that they can shine theirs.
And that's it. That's why we're all here. You said it earlier. We're here to all really help and be of service to one another in our journeys. Okay. So look, before I let you go, we do the thing every single time. We do this thing called rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire questions.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
You can't think about it. Just what comes up, comes out. What comes up, what comes out. Okay, here we go. What is your favorite dance move?
Oh, it used to be a cabbage patch. Hey. I love a dance.
Okay, y'all. I have not heard Cabbage Patch in a long time.
They're dating you.
We are showing our age, my love. Okay, here we go. I love it. All right, do you have a secret talent?
Oh!
A secret one. No one knows.
I can twerk. I like all my twerk. Do you have a twerk in it? It's a rhythmic body shim.
I love it. That I've got to see that. I've got to see that. All right. If what's the worst job you've ever had?
I think waitressing.
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough job.
Yeah, you get abused out there. You get abused.
That's it. Okay. All right. We know your favorite color is yellow. You wear it all the time. Yes. But what is your second favorite color?
This emerald, like, green. It's the grove color.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She didn't hesitate. Okay. If you could instantly learn one thing, what would it be?
Finances. I like my bookkeeping.
I love it.
Showering.
All right. This is fun. If you could have any name, change your first name, what would you change it to?
Sparkle.
Ow. Well, we need to just make that happen. We just need to make that happen. If you can invent a holiday, what would it be?
Oh, light day.
Light day.
Where everyone had to be light.
I'm writing it down. Light day. Yeah. All right. What word do you think should be added to the dictionary?
Oh, tried it. It's a one word. You try it. People try it, and you got to choose not to succumb to it.
I love it. I think mine would be done it. Done it.
Done it.
Okay. All right, here we go. What? Tell me the moment you realized Valencia Key was a huge success.
Ooh. I would say when I won the Big Fine QVC competition.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. It was confirmation that you're on to blessing, giving something good in the world.
What's the last thing that made you laugh out loud?
Ooh, I laugh out loud every second. That's the problem. Just now, twerking. That twerk statement just made me laugh out loud.
All right, favorite junk food.
Oh, she loves a chip. Ooh,
well, okay. Give me a potato. What chip? Kind? What flavor? Got to get specific, girl.
So recently, it's between. I just had flaming hot cheddar cheese sour cream, but I can get into a dill pickle.
Flaming hot cheddar cheese sour cream. Yeah. I have indigestion. Yeah. I have indigestion.
What do you think? And the fingers get all red with it. You go to I grew up on chips. So that's
let me tell
meal.
You something. So did I. That dill pickle chips, those are good.
Them dill pickles. If you haven't tried a dill pickle, you're
and those
missing.
Those lays. Because I love it when they come out with the whole, like, you know, different flavors. It's good, girl. But you know what? Okay, I'm throwing this out. Lays, if you're listening. Have you ever had, like, the turtle Chex mix where it's, like, caramel and sweet?
Yeah.
They need to do a turtle chip, right?
Ooh, a turtle chip where you get that sweet, salty experience.
Turtle chip flavor. Okay. Right?
Patent pending.
Patent pending.
All right, I'll send you a bag. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't really have crushes. Let me rephrase it.
Who do you think is hot right now in Hollywood?
Oh, God.
Present I'm company so- included.
I'm so hard. Zach.
There you go. I'll set you up for that one, Leah.
Leah, you got to give us your celebrity crush, girl. You got to think of one.
Let me see. I don't even look at people. I be in my own world. Who's handsome? Okay, Idris Elba. He's handsome.
You think? Yeah.
He's
a du jour divine human. I agree with you on that. Okay. What object brings you the most joy?
Ooh, you bring me joy. Cheesily. Oh God, this is gonna sound so promoty, but it's not.
Promote, baby.
It's my jewelry. You know, one just because I look at it, and I'm like, I'm done it. You know, it's exactly what you said.
Here we are. I done it. Yeah,
You know, and it brings me joy to be able to dream and then bring something to actuality and see it on other humans. So pure joy.
All right. Last question. What is the most inspiring thing you've ever heard?
Ooh. When my mother told me my predicament doesn't determine my destiny. Mm. Life changing for my. I mean, I was in third grade, age 8. I'm 43. And I still live on that today because it's so big, because it doesn't mean you have to be in a rough predicament. That's what I like to make clear. It just means, like, you could be really great right now, but that don't mean that's your destiny. So you can go from glory to glory, too. So just keep evolving in life.
I love you. I love you so much. Everybody, go check out Valencia Key Jewelry. Grab 2 or 3 pieces. Every time I wear mine, I get compliments. People stop me in the street. Where did you get it? And I just want to tell you, Leah, you are probably you are so light-filled, but you're real with it. You're a real, authentic, transparent, beautiful human. And I am proud to call you friend. I love you, girl.
Aww. Thank you. I'm honored.
I love you.
Kim, thank you for loving me.
I love you.
Who you are is how you are. And I'm just honored. Every time I see you, you inspire my whole entire spirit to live
same.
Out loud.
I feel the same and about you. We've got to get together more often and go eat. Let's go eat. All right.
Sold.
Done and done. All right, girl. Done. Come back and be with us. You. Come back and be with us.
Please.
I love you.
Thank you.
powerful stuff with Leah. Isn't she totally light? But her story, Zach, come on.
Incredible. I am just obsessed with her. I'm just obsessed with her.
Like, I know.
I don't know how. I think about my own life and I'm like, wow, I've had a really easy life compared to, you know, her and so many people.
She was homeless for just years and years and years. But the great thing about it is that she chose. And I'm telling you, we have a choice, whatever circumstance you are in right now. And I know it's easy for me just to sit there and go, choose life, choose light. I know it's easier said than done, but we do have a real choice to make. We can choose the dark and we can choose the misery and we can choose the brokenness, or we can choose to look at our lives and make a change. That's the beauty of free will and the freedoms that we have. Is it is a choice.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. And the thing that she said that spoke to me like most powerfully, and there's so much that was so powerful, is she said, and I wrote it down, when you get the no's, keep going. Like, keep learning, keep going. Like, that's so powerful. And it's, that's why she's where she is.
Right.
Because she just kept going.
Well, and I want to tell all of you watching right now, be encouraged. I know you might be in circumstances and you might be in situations where it does look dark and it doesn't look like there's any hope, but there's always light, always light. And what I love about light is when you're in a dark cave, you don't need a big flashlight or spotlight. All you need is that little flicker of a candlelight to really light your path. That's the beautiful thing about it, is light drives out dark, even the smallest little light. It can make a huge difference in your life. So just, you know, I love when she said, you know, it's who you are, why you're here, and what you're going to do about it. So right now, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, just know that you have the confidence and the courage to take the next step into your purpose and your calling. We love you so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing this with other people. Let everybody know about the Kim Gravel Show, because we try to lift y'all up so we can level up our lives, and we're doing it together. Till next time, I'm Kim.
I'm Zach.
We love you. Bye.
Whitney Houston.
How will I know?
How will I know? Stop living. I say
with every, okay. With every, all
right. On beat.
All right, Kim, here you go.
All right, let's do it. Hold on. I got to call Travis.
This is what it is to be a working mom.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant, the brunette exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz at Mammarian Creative, and Mike Kligerman edits the show. And a special thanks to the team at QVC. Head over to thekimgravelshow.com and sign up for our mailing list. Again, we can't do this without you, so thank you for listening, and we love you.